need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Vice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Sunday to you all. Okay, so y'all know that I have a Mystic Mona Facebook page, and I also have the Mona Van Joseph page, which pretty much anyone that asked to be my friend on that page, I friend you, okay? And the reason I'm bringing that up is that y'all know, if you've been listening to the program for any length of time, that there are two amazing organizations that I volunteer with. One is Help of Southern Nevada, which I did the Tiaras and Tequila event with some really great people. And then the other one is the Poppy Foundation, which is a no-kill shelter for cats. So all of the cats that my husband and I have are all rescues. And last month, one of our longtime cats, Maddie, the matriarch of our kitty household, crossed the Rainbow Bridge. And when she showed up at our house many, many years ago, she showed up with two kittens, which we named Bart and Jesse. Black Bart and Jesse James, if you want to know. We weren't sure if Jesse was a girl cat or a boy cat at the time, so we used a name that we could basically be a boy cat or a girl cat. Well, anyway, we lost Jesse about, a year and a half ago, and then Maddie crossed the Rainbow Bridge last month, which was really, really difficult. And then Bart, her other son, he disappeared about a week ago. So he's always been an indoor-outdoor cat. We think there's another family, another human family that has adopted him because he's sweet, he's gorgeous, he's really a great cat. But we haven't seen him in a week. So I'm going to ask you guys a special request. If you could send out the good mojo out there for him to come home. You know, it has been in the hundreds, so he might be camped out at another human's house. And because he is a very sweet, very handsome boy. But you can see a picture of him if you go to my Mona Van Joseph Facebook page, and you can see a picture of him. And I have a lot of my friends that are sending out the good mojo for him to come home. And we even did the thing where you put the litter box outside because apparently they can smell their business from 3 miles away. So we're hoping that will be a way to get him home. But my husband and I have been putting out food and water every night. We're not sure if it's been eaten by Bart or some other neighborhood cat that's looking for, you know, eat at Mona's, because, you know, we must have a neon sign for cats to show up at our backyard. But we have been leaving food and water out for him. We just would like to see him and make sure he's safe. So if you guys could send out some extra mojo prayers, I sure would appreciate it. So anyway, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 860 area code. Let me get them on the air. I have to use my iPad. I couldn't get my regular computer to fire up. So let's go to 860. Let's get them on the
Hello.
Air. Hi, 860. Who's this?
It's Amra. How are you?
I'm great, Amra. What's your question?
I have a question. I was wondering, things are really evolving with this person. I was wondering this summer, how's it going to go? Or should I leave it up to different possibilities? It's a very strange situation. He's turtle slow, but it's evolving, if that makes sense.
Okay, so I want you to take it as a huge compliment that it's going slowly, all right?
Okay.
Because if it wasn't going slowly, then he would have done what he's done with other relationships in the past and scurried it to be more sexually intimate a little too quickly. And
okay.
You really don't want that to happen. But matter of fact, the more that he reaches out to you and the less sex is involved, the more interested he is authentically in you.
Right, right, exactly.
So having said that, there's a little factor here you need to know about. There is a former relationship that he's still getting over.
Okay.
And part of the reason why I'm telling you to take this slowly, the more that you can do group activities with this guy, the more that you can, I'm talking about screwy, silly things like bike rides and bowling and going to, you know, pool halls and doing silly things and group things. The more you do that, the more he's going to be drawn to you.
Okay.
Because what you want to show him a reality that's separate from that other old relationship.
Right, right, exactly. So
okay.
How's the summer look? Any magic months, like, for him and I? Like,
Actually, it's not the summer, it's October.
Oh, okay.
So I really want you to put the whole idea that this relationship's going to even get more serious or intimate till October. And you treat him, and I tell women this all the time, and I don't think they understand what I'm trying to say when I say this. I want you to treat him like an annoying little brother.
Ah, okay.
Because the more you treat him like you don't take him that seriously, but you know he's always going to be around, the more he's going to open up to you. And the nice thing about it is that when you don't throw sex in the mix, you don't get weird.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, and that's
I know,
why. I mean,
but,
I've,
okay,
yeah.
And I love that you said that. Yes, of course not. Because the thing is that so many women out there find themselves using their sexuality to get close to somebody when that's not where the real relationship is.
Exactly. And it's also, you know, I've worked a lot on myself, as even, you know, with having a couple of meetings with you, like the confidence level on my end, it's inside out. I mean, you can't fake authenticity. You just can't. So I am who I am, and I think that's what's drawing actually a lot of people in, but I have a certain I need somebody who's smart, intelligent. I need somebody like that, not just a person just to talk to.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing, is that the way, in my opinion, and what I'm seeing in your cards, is he's got to have some time to really realize that that other relationship is over. Okay?
Yeah.
As long as you're being his buddy and treating him like an annoying little brother, and you're letting him kiss you goodnight or give you a hug or whatever, that's all he gets. Okay?
Yeah.
And then when there's, you're going to feel it around October that there's a shift. And I want you to wait for that.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Hey, by the way, how did you find the program?
Block Talk Radio.
Oh, you just were searching around and she's live. I think I'll call in. All right. Well, that's
thank
wicked.
You.
Well, tell
blessings
all your friends. All right, gal pal. Talk to you later.
Hey, be well.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. All right, I've got somebody here from, I think this is Wendy. Let me get Wendy on the air. Hi, Wendy. How's the job search?
Hi, Mona. Thank you. I went to a job fair, hiring event at the Marriott Hotel, and I was hired on the 26th of last month by their HR department. Pending the background check, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, no problem there.
So I contacted, the lady wanted me to refill out the form, so I emailed her and I said, are you aware that I passed this on the 18th of last month? And she sounded really happy, and she said, oh, this will save the company so much money. Anyway, she checked, and the person handling that found it. And everything is good, except the silly thing is, they're hung up on confirming my education. Well, I don't have a high school diploma anymore, but I emailed them a transcript with my grades, and it has a legal seal on it, and it shows graduation date, and she said she would forward that to that person. And my only other concern is she didn't want me to put my college because I never got a degree. I just got a one-year diploma for legal secretary. So I might have put that. And in the drop-down box, I think I selected diploma, but then there was a backslash that said associates, so that confused me. But I've told her verbally at least twice, I never got a degree. It was just a one-year diploma. So at first she was saying I would start by the middle of this month, and then she said, hope now they're shooting for July the 5th. What do you think, Mona?
Okay, the fact that – here's what I love – is the fact that they met you and liked you and they're doing all this effort, I would be very patient for this job.
Okay.
And in the meantime, call the temporary staffing services around you and say, hey, I'm going to be starting a job on July 5th. If there's anything you have for the next few weeks, I'd be delighted to fill in.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Do you see this job materializing?
Yes. I see the job materializing. You just got to stop going into worry mode and go into receiving and accepting mode.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
but you call the temporary staffing services and you say, I'm starting a new job on the 5th with Marriott and I'm excited about it. But I just want to let you know that I'm available for the next few weeks. So if you have a receptionist thing you need for a couple weeks or if there's anything I can help you with for a couple weeks, I'm your gal. Because the thing that worries me about you, Wendy, is when you get idle, you get worried.
Yes, very true.
And so that's why I want you to find something to do, even if it's just frickin' minimum wage, to fill up your time between now and the time you start the job. Because the nice thing about working at a staffing service is if the job starts earlier, you can say, I'm so sorry, I can't go tomorrow. My new job starts tomorrow. That's the big benefit of that. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
It's with Centene. It's not Marriott.
The job that you went to at the Marriott for the job fair, that's the job. Don't go into worry.
4 years.
Yeah, don't go into worry. Go into busy.
Okay.
All right, girl.
I'm going to do it. So you see it happening.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank
Bye.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the, let's see. I've got somebody here from the 401 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 401. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Fernanda.
How do you spell your name?
F-E-R-N-A-N-D-A.
Fernanda. Okay, cool.
Yes.
What's your question for me?
I have a question. It's more about someone else. I don't know if you can answer that. I spoke to you in regards to me and my husband being separated, but in the meanwhile, he's actually been in the hospital with heart issues. He was in the hospital this past week for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he's currently with another woman that's a very toxic relationship. My question is,
mm-hmm.
what do you see coming for him, especially now with him in the hospital and all these other issues that he's having?
Well, my first immediate reaction to you making that statement was his heart is breaking. I mean, he's having heart problems, but my immediate reaction to what you told me was his heart is breaking because he doesn't know how to fix his personal relationships right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is the whack job that he's been playing footsies with is
mm-hmm.
not going to be there for him during the tough times, and he's realizing that.
I think she wasn't there for him when he was in the hospital this week. I'm not sure, but
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is that she's not going to be there during the tough times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm telling you is he doesn't know how to fix this with you. So if you want to take advantage of the fact that his energy is very open to you right now, you can, but it's up
okay.
to you. You can't make it about getting back together. You can't make it about money. You can't make it about anything except I'm not going to let all the history hit we have together go away, and I'm worried and I care about you.
I reached out to him yesterday, and I told him, I'm here for you if you need me. You know that. And I even said, I think you've noticed the difference this week. Because in the past when he was in the hospital with the heart problems, you know, I was the one that lay there with him 24/7. And this time, I wasn't there, but I don't think she was either. So I told him,
okay.
I think you already noticed the difference.
I want to tell you, he's incredibly lonesome right now. And that if you can make your way to visit him, even if it's something simple like going to the grocery store and picking up a lucky bamboo plant and bringing it to
yep.
him and saying, you know, you're lucky to be here and I want you to be reminded of that and that,
okay.
you know, there are people that love and care about you and I just wanted to see you,
mm-hmm.
that will mean the world to him. So if you want him back, that's what I would
yep.
do if I were you.
Okay. But would you see anything like because of his health and his financial issues, you see
okay.
anything
for him? You can't focus on the money. And that's why I said that right at the beginning. You can't focus
yeah.
on anything like that. The only thing you focus on is the connection that you have with him in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only
okay.
thing you focus on. And that you bring him a lucky bamboo plant. And
mm-hmm.
if there's a way that you can, I don't know if he can play movies, but if you can bring a couple of his favorite movies and maybe a laptop for him to watch a couple movies, comedies.
The only thing, Mona, he's out of the hospital and he won't let me into his house. That's my only problem.
Okay, so
he's
you drop off
home.
The lucky bamboo plant on his doorstep with a couple
yep.
of his favorite movies with a card that says, I'm thinking about you. I hope you get well soon. You just drop it off at his doorstep. You don't even, you ring the doorbell, but then you leave. And if he
yep.
answers the door and calls you back, great. If he just watches you through the peephole and waits till you leave, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
the right spiritual intention is there. But you got to get out of the whole making it about money or anything else, okay?
Okay. No, it's
all
not
right.
about me. It's not about the money. It's about
okay.
concerns for
okay.
him.
Okay, but no. don't bring it up whether it's concerns for him or concerns for you. Don't bring up money. It's just
yeah.
going to make him
okay.
more worried. All right, yep. My friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank
See you later.
Mama. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Oh, sorry, 720.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
I'm
yes,
good.
This is Cassildra.
Hi, Cassildra. What's your question?
It's about my love life.
Okay. What specifically?
I had a guy that I was dating for quite some time, and it's been almost about a month since we have had no communication. So I don't know what's going on. All his minds are disconnected. So I'm just taking it as a chapter's closed. So I'm just
and
trying
I
to
agree
see what's
with
going
you.
On.
It is a yeah. chapter's closed. And the reason I'm saying that is that the less stress you put on any kind of communication here, the better it is for you. As a matter of fact, what I'm really getting with you is this whole idea of you letting the past go, that there's no one from the past that's supposed to be stepping forward. It is something about the future. Now, I don't know if you've I wrote this little guide called 9-Day Energy Reset. And the best dates to start it are the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. What I'd love to see you do for the next 6 days is the preparation for it and then do the 9-Day Energy Reset starting on the 10th. Because
okay.
what I'm seeing here is that you're supposed to shift yourself into receiving the blessings that the universe is trying to give you, but you keep ignoring it. You keep ignoring
okay.
it. And I'm saying that it's time for you to start paying attention instead of paying attention to what the universe is trying to bless you with, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
What I keep getting is you keep trying to do, and this is not about doing, it's about receiving. So I would invest the $4.99 to download 9-Day Energy Reset off either Barnes & Noble or Amazon Kindle. And follow
okay.
the instructions on how to prepare for it. Because I'm telling you, every time I've done this for myself, and I've been telling people parts of this ritual ever since I've been on the radio, and I've done over 400 broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio and a bunch more when I did live regular local radio. But I've been telling
mm-hmm.
pieces of this ritual to people for years. Well, I finally wrote it all down. And it's for your advantage to do this.
Okay.
Because it's time for you to have what you deserve in this lifetime.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay,
blessings.
Bye. And same
bye.
To you. Bye. All right,
bye.
You guys. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, so I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ron from Las Vegas.
Oh, hi, Jabron. What's your question?
It's about my career. I'm 60 years old, and I'm been wanting it to take off, and I don't see it going anywhere. I'm not doing what I want to do. I just want to know if it's ever going to take off.
Well,
which
it's
are the
saying,
Facebook friends. So.
Okay, well, what it's saying here is that you need to use the political environment around you now to get the job that you want. So what I would do if I were in your shoes and I was looking for a regular job, I would start going to every networking event that I could possibly find in Las Vegas. And what is that noise in the background?
Oh, it's the AC.
Oh, wow, because it's making this, yeah, it's making this like sort of pounding noise.
Oh.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
That.
Like you were chopping onions or something. So what it's saying here is that if I were you, I would go to every networking event that I could find and introduce yourself as the guy that's between successes and that you're looking for a new opportunity and you don't want to move, you want to stay in Vegas and have a handy list of your skill set via resume with you. Because what I'm seeing here is that, yeah, there's a job here, but a lot of people that could help you don't know that you're looking. So this is where you reach out through your own political environment and you help yourself find a job. But I can tell you where you can get a job right now if you just want a job. And that's there's a call. Oh, you have a job now?
Yeah, I've had a job now. I'm driving
okay.
a shuttle.
Okay.
So,
well,
I'm trying to get back into photojournalism.
Okay. Well, and the thing is that the way to get back into photojournalism is for you to actually start doing photojournalism on your own blog, with your own news blog, that you do it yourself. Now, here's the thing, is if I were you, because I'll bet you like a good meal like anybody, if you could be the guy that finds the best value Vegas restaurants and did a blog that was all about that with pictures of the food,
okay,
then you could actually get sponsors for your blog. And that would be your real love work, and that you sell advertising on your blog, and you can even say, hey, I did a review of your restaurant. Would you like it to be featured on my blog? And you ask them for a couple hundred bucks to do it.
Okay.
But either way, you put the review on there, because if you liked it, then it's on there. Just say, hey, I gave your restaurant a 5-star review. Do you want to do you want to endorse it by being one of the sponsors on the blog?
Okay.
But what it's saying here is that you got to use your politics. You got to use the people you already know to get the work you want. That's literally what your cards are saying.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I keep trying to grab my mouse here but I'm using my iPad for the studio. And so it's a little bit disorienting. All right, I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Stacy. Good morning. I'd just like to know if you see a job coming soon.
Okay, so here's the thing. I want to tell you guys the secret to getting a job right away. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not for you, you just need to be doing any job. Any job, doesn't matter what it is, any job, okay? So the best way to get any job is to apply for a call center. And this doesn't mean outbound telemarketing. It means usually customer service calls that come into you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would look for. And then from there, you start looking for another job, because once you're employed, you're worth more money employed than you are unemployed. And what it's saying here is you could have a job by the 11th of June if you want it. That's literally what your cards are saying, is that you could have a job by a week from now if you really looked.
I've been applying like crazy. Applying,
okay.
You know, every
put in your area code and call center. Or the city you live in, and call center employment. And I'm telling you, if you go in with the right attitude and you treat this job like it's the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter, They will hire you. They will train you. And immediately after you get that job, you start looking for the next job. Because the thing with call centers is they will hire anyone with a good attitude. And since you're at a point right now of getting serious about your own happiness, that vibe is going to be out there. People are going to pick up that vibe, which is exactly what you want them to pick up on, is that you're serious about being responsible and getting a job and all of that, because you're ready for it. You're ready. You've never been more ready. So that would be
so
my recommendation.
So you're saying I don't have to go to McDonald's or anything?
Oh, no, no. No, I'm not getting McDonald's. I'm literally getting customer service call center for you, because they're always looking for people that have a good attitude and that can help people. And as soon as you get that job, then you immediately start looking for the next job.
Yeah.
But you work that job while you're there. You work that job, and then when you get home at night, you start searching for the next job, because now you can add, you know, call center customer service to your list of experience.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Victoria.
Oh, hi, Victoria. What's your question?
My question is, do you see a man coming into my life romantically anytime soon?
So one of the things that I keep getting here with you is that, okay, there are three guys here. There are three guys in your cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying that that you're going to meet one within the next 6 weeks. And he's a little high maintenance, all right? He's kind of smart. He's good looking. But he's kind of high maintenance. And this is not a guy that it's about the sexual energy with. It's about you and him being good intellectually together, that you're both smart enough for each other. So this could be a guy that is someone you're interested in, but more importantly, I think this is a guy that's going to get you focused on what it is you really want in the future. So it could be this guy, but he's just, you need to know right away, he's very high maintenance, and it's not so much about the sex with him, it's about you two really getting along. So it's an intellectual connection first. So that's that guy. Then you have another guy here that you're supposed to be around, that you are supposed to help him in some way. So I don't think this is romantic. I think this is more of a friendship, like it might be a buddy at work. But it's you help him focus. And then the third guy is the one that I like. And the third guy is someone you have not met. So he's not somebody that's ever been a part of your past. He's brand new, likely to be a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces, brown hair, blue eyes, and he spends a lot of time outdoors. So you're more likely to meet him if you take up an activity or a hobby that has to do with the outdoors. I don't care what it is. It can be golf,
mm-hmm.
hiking, biking, whatever it is. But you meet him outdoors, and that's my favorite out of all of them. Because the first guy's really high maintenance and seems to be somebody that has sort of a short fuse. The next guy's more of a friend, although he might be more interested in you than you are in him, but there's something about him that he helps you focus your career. So that's a guy I want you to be friends with. But just make sure that don't ever have too many drinks with this guy and sleep with him by mistake, because this guy will take you way too seriously, and then it'll be hard to untangle from him. So
mm-hmm.
this one's a friend. The second one's a friend. But the third one is the one I see you meeting through some sort of outdoor activity. And it's saying that you can meet him pretty much any time. But it's saying that the key to meeting him is outdoors. And then I want to tell you something that you didn't ask about. There is a huge, lucky, amazing month for you coming in October. That there is, it feels like a lot of stuff gets resolved with you. There might even be a promotion at work. Whatever it is, it's almost as if the universe or spirit is rewarding you for a lot of agony and emotional pain you've been through in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting what you deserve, and I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way. And it boils down to you focusing on what's going to make you happy. So
okay.
I hope that helps. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 813 area code. Hello, 813. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What's your question?
My question is on my dream career, to finally do what I want to do. I just don't know how to go about it. I just want to know what the cards say.
Well, the very first thing, before I even turn cards over for you, Michelle, the way for you, for Michelle, to be a success is to not look over your shoulders at what anybody else is doing. It's doing what Michelle does best.
Okay.
And being the best at what you do and being the best you that you know how to be, that's how you bring the success to you. You know, it's funny because I sort of finally got this. And it came from a lot of painful self-examination, but I finally got this. And what I got was I've been using this was years ago that I came up with this, but this is the exact phrase that I want you to repeat in your mind. And once you keep repeating this in your mind, and this is for anything that you want to draw to you, all right? Anything you want to draw to you, I want you to keep this phrase. The people that are meant to find you will find you.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing, is that there are zillions of other readers out there. Zillions, okay? And what's funny is that, you know, I'm based in Vegas, and if you put in Mona Psychic in Vegas on Google, I'm on the first few pages of Google, if you know who I am, all right? If you don't know who I am and you put in Las Vegas Psychic, I think I come up on the first page of Google. But for years, I came up on the second page of Google, but people would find me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I want to tell you the majority of my business is people finding me on Yelp, and because I've been referred by other people. And again, I go into the philosophy and I relax into the idea that the people that are meant to find me will find me. And then I tag it with the other thing I just said to you. Nobody does what I do the way I do it.
Hmm.
Now, when you go into that mojo, when you go into the people that are meant to find me will find me, and nobody does what I do the way I do it, then what happens is you start creating this happy marriage of you doing it the way you know it's the right way to do it, all right? Because there's a code of ethics that I rule when I do this, all right? First of all, I never read for anyone unless they ask me to. So if you're walking around in a Macy's and someone comes up to you and starts reading you, it's always a pathway to a con.
Okay.
Okay, so my first code of ethics, you never read somebody unless they ask you to. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The second thing is there's no such thing as curses. So when people start talking about, you know, bad energy, well, the bad energy is something you create or believe in, which is why I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset, because it proves to you that the universe is always working for you, not against you.
Okay.
Okay. And the third thing I want to tell you is that there's a reason why you were made the way you're made, and that the interaction that you have with any person, you got to treat it like it was meant to happen. So you elevate every interaction with a person as though it is the most important dialogue you're going to have right that minute, because it is. So if you can go into that mojo, seriously, that mojo is the secret of your success. Nobody does what you do the way you do it, all right? The people that are meant to find you will find you, and create a code of ethics that you know aligns with the universe.
Wow. That's powerful.
Well, it was meant for you because you were supposed to call me and talk to me today.
Yes.
I'm serious. The thing is that you got to get out of the fact that the past no longer applies to you. And you have to – the thing is that when there are other psychics around and they're doing stuff, it's like I have to look at that, register it, and let it go. Because I have so many people that have called me after they've been conned by other readers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to untangle that for them. Because that's part of what I'm supposed to do. And in your cards, your whole goal is to take yourself from a place of pain
mm-hmm.
to a place of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get yourself to contentment is to realize that if you're going to move forward with this business venture, the three things: nobody does what you do the way you do it, the people that are meant to find you will find you, and you work on a very high vibration of ethics.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Very powerful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 862 area code. Oh, let me get him on the air. Hello, 862. Who's this?
Simona, this is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. What's your question?
My question is about, I'm trying to see if I could get some financing to do some work. Do you see it coming through?
Let's see. Okay. I got this immediate vibe with you. Are there people out there that owe you money?
Yes.
Okay, so the first phone calls are going to be the people that owe you money. And here's the funny thing I got booked at a special event in Reno. And I was talking to this couple, and the guy was, he just retired from being on the police force for 30 something years. And of course I immediately saw that there was a transition and a new beginning, and that he was trying to decide what to do because he was talented at so many things. And I said, before you decide what to do, it's time to call in all of those IOUs from people that owe you money. And
mm-hmm.
his wife's like nodding her head viciously next to me, because this guy's one of those very generous people that if someone's in need and he can help them, he helps them, all right? So I said the very first thing you need to do is call in your IOUs, that if anyone owes you money, it's time to get that back. So I'm saying that to you, that when you're not worried about money, money will come to you from all directions. When you are worried about money, it seems to cut the flow off, right? So when you asked about financing, what I'm seeing here is that whatever this business venture is, it's about taking baby steps, especially between now and the end of August. So the baby steps could be that you're creating a blog for the business, or that you're getting all of the materials lined up for whatever this is. But I'm not seeing any financing coming before the end of August from any big donor or financier. I'm literally getting little trickles between now and the end of August, and I think it's starting with people that owe you money. So
okay.
I'm not telling you no, you're not going to get money. What I'm saying is that the timing is off right now for you to get money, and instead you need to reach back to the people that already owe you money and start there with little baby steps. Before I started this as a business, I was getting things like the business cards. I was writing down the stuff that was going to go on my website. I was doing all this preparation stuff because I couldn't spend any big money then, you see?
Right.
So you do all the little baby steps now, and it could even be writing, making sure that your business plan is exactly where it needs to be. We have an organization in Vegas called SCORE, which is a small business coalition that helps business owners with writing a business plan and marketing and accounting and all of those things. So it might be that there's some organization in your environment that you could actually take advantage of some of those resources, and that somebody might step up to help you finance your idea through one of those resources.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
But what I'm getting in a really, really big way, Jackie, is that
mm-hmm.
it's the only time to ask for it's. I'm getting this two month delay on any large sums of money coming to you. But I'm getting that there's these trickles of other money coming to you, and that there's I get this feeling of you slowing down over the next 2 months to make sure your foundation is exactly where it needs to be for this.
Right. I'll be off this summer. I'm not going to be working this summer at the end of the school term, and I don't go back until September. So I know that I'm going to definitely have to slow down and put things in order.
Okay.
I was anticipating moving during the summer while the time was off, but again, money is being held up, and I want to move forward on some other things as well. But I can see where the 2 months will work, because everything moves slow when it comes to procedures.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is I'm, it's you're working with, as far as a larger sum of money, you're working with somebody else's timeline, not your timeline. And so that's why I'm telling you to go. It might be the time that you go through your house and you get rid of things that you no longer need. You might sell them, or you reach out to the people that owe you money and get that collected back. And the way you say it to them is, you know, say, Joe, you remember the $1,000 I loaned you a couple years ago? I really could use it right now.
Right.
And the thing is that if Joe doesn't pay you back, Joe is dead to you. And in other words, you don't ever do anything nice for Joe again moving forward, and you bless it with the universe that that was a gift, and you totally let it go. Because the thing is that what I'm getting is that you sit down and you look at your resources of where money could come from that you're not thinking about now, and we start with people that owe you money.
Well, a lot of people that owe me money are relatives, and
it's time to call it in. Even if you have to make yourself sound a little pathetic to do it.
Okay.
So you say, you know, I'm off for the summer and my finances are really tight. So you remember the $500 I loaned you? I really could use it right now.
Okay.
So you make, in other words, you make yourself sound like you really need it because you can use it. So you do really need it. You see what I mean?
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. All right, see you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. Okay, well, I think I lost them. All right, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right. Looks like my 702 caller came back, so I'm going to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sarah. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sarah. What's your question for me today?
I have had a highly entertaining couple of 3 weeks, some very interesting incidents in my personal life and family members, and everything has worked out to the best, you know, trying to be, you know, positive and embrace it for the learning experience that these things often are. I'm just curious to know, is there anything else coming I need to know about?
Well, okay, I'm going to focus on your personal romantic life right here, because it's coming up in a very big way. It's talking about a relationship going to a very intimate, personal, rewarding level by just pure honesty and friendship. And what's interesting here is that you've become, I'm going to say it, you've become the star of this person's life in a way. that you, and when I say that, I mean that in the rock star form, and I also mean it in the guiding star form, and that one of the things that you are showing is that there's a multi-layered relationship here that I don't even think he was prepared for, and he kind of always thought that a relationship was supposed to be one way, and you're showing him that it's another way. And what's interesting is that, and this is the thing that I'm seeing as really kind of cool and surprising, is that you will start spending more time with this person in a variety of venues.
Well, that's always exciting.
Well, what's interesting about it is that it feels very normal and organic, and like this happens all the time. And the other thing I want to tell you, and normally I don't switch to a bunch of different stuff here, but that's the first really important thing. The second really important thing is that there's something you do really well in your personal life, and it's talking about you actually stepping into your shining moment with that. So I don't know if it's something that you finally finish up and then you announce to the world that you finished it, but it's talking about you stepping into your sort of superstar spotlight all on your own. And the people that are around you that really care about you say, well, it's about freaking time. All right? Now,
yeah.
One more, and again, I know I'm bouncing around with you, but I feel like I need to get to a lot of stuff with you because the way your cards are coming up is that the universe is trying to reward you for all of your hard work. So this is about you being open to receive that from messages that come through people that you're already acquainted with. So I'm seeing, not only do I see you stepping in the spotlight, not only do I see your romantic life going to a more interesting and intimate level, but I'm seeing that by you paying attention to people, that there's a job offer coming to you through someone you're already acquainted with, or maybe even somebody you used to work with in the past. So
that would be good.
So one of the things I would do is I would start talking to people that you run across in your career and just say, you know, my dream job someday would be, and then you fill in the blank, all right? And I have a specific idea for you, and I'm maybe down the road you'll have a reading with me, and I'll tell you the specific idea that I have for you. But I don't want to tell you it here because it's almost too—it's too much to share in just a couple minutes on the radio. I've got this amazing idea for you that I'd love to explore for you, if you decided to do a full reading with me. Because I'm just saying that there's something that's just come to mind. So when you call me, remind me that I said that, and then it'll all come back in. But I'm telling you, the biggest thing that's going to happen is it feels like there's a relationship that seemed to be on the peripheral that's moving to center stage with you.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
It's
thank
a
you
big
very much.
Deal.
I appreciate that.
All right.
I appreciate
Thanks
the
for the
news.
Call, Sarah.
Thanks.
See you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Guys.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.